So let's go to the last question that's come in here from Yolanda. It says, so on the one hand, we sit in and allow ourselves to make space.
Yes.
And sorry, the question disappears up the scroll because it's coming. They're coming in so fast. Here we go. I'll bring it up. So on the one hand, we sit in and allow ourselves to make space for our own purpose here. But if you feel called to stand up against suppression in the very near future, should we stand up?
That's a good question. And now I'm going to address that to the ones I work with in the Crimson Circle, or it's not a club or a group, but in the work we do, no, now is not the time to take up arms, to take up battle. I've told our group in the past, let all of your causes be gone. All of your causes, the causes, so whether it's save the world, save the whales, save the trees, save humanity, it is a huge distraction in these final moments before your realization. Now is all about you. Some of you are going to have a hard time with that because you're planet savers, and it's been, or you were energy holders for a long time, and you feel so compelled to, you have to take up arms, and that's what it is. And you justify your causes, your light workers. That's a cause. Let it go. There's no light or dark anyway. So what are you fighting? You're tilting at windmills here. For those of you who are truly serious about your embodied realization, and I don't care if you are or you aren't, but if you are coming into your enlightenment in this lifetime, you let go of all those causes. You stop trying to change everything else, including your own family members. You stop trying to rise up against oppression, all the rest of that, because ultimately, if you do that right now, you're just going to get caught in the noise. You're going to get caught in a battle. The battle of light and dark can never be won by either side. Ultimately, the greatest thing you can do is allow your enlightenment and then just radiate your consciousness to the planet. When you do that, it illuminates the higher potentials that humans cannot see right now. It illuminates them to the ones who are researchers and physicists and scientists and teachers and preachers and everybody else who didn't realize there are so many more potentials. Let them then go do the work to bring those potentials in. You've done your job. You've illuminated potentials. That's it. So in answer to your question, it depends where you are. If you are truly committed to your enlightenment in this lifetime, let go of all causes, all causes. And it's going to feel selfish at first. You're going to think, oh, I need to be taking other care. No, take care of yourself and yourself alone. It's the greatest thing you can do for the planet is to take care of yourself. If you're still into causes, you still like battles, light against dark, rich against poor, masculine against feminine, go have your fun, but neither side will ever, ever win. Period. Thank you.
Such and now, a great answer.
And that's why people don't like me, because it's the hardest thing to do is to be within yourself, to be all that you are. It's like, no, I got to go grab my sword and go fight another battle.
I have to do something.
Yeah, I have to do something. I have to save the planet. It doesn't actually really get the planet anywhere. And more importantly, there are others in their evolution. There are others who will do that job. It's part of their, well, it's part of their evolution. You came from that world where you were the cause fighters, who were working against oppression, or you were working for the environment. You came from that background, but now it's time for you to really allow yourself. And if that doesn't sound right, and if you're upset with it, that's fine. But that's not why this group is here.
Well, I'm very happy to hear about the happy ending that's awaiting us. I think a lot of people need that hope.
Mm, indeed. Oh, the planet is these next few years are going to be rough, but the planet will emerge from this in a very beautiful way. And the ones who really want to stay in drama and want to stay in their battles, they'll simply leave the planet, they won't. how to say this, they'll be operating in a different dimensional reality than others. They'll be allowed to. You want to continue battles and drama and everything else, you're allowed to, but this planet, for the most part, is going to move on.